Ben, would you like to share your passage first?
The sense I got was from the Psalm 104, 24 to 25. How many are your works, Lord? In wisdom you made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. The sense I got was very much that, yes, we're going through a tough season at the time, but the God hasn't given up on us. He's still creating new life. He's still creating new seasons. So that's very much a sense I got that we should not, God's not giving up on us, so why should we give up on ourselves? Amen.
Bob, would you like to share your word?
Sure. E tu cobertura dara di mi presara calo. Por dan mi preki sato tondro paladriani tocratie. Pembrandala con rocor tarta mi presara ti kiriane topolo raca tartiane te mi precusarte. E non nomoroto caratu carto sorto collabora tur tardiane in e rocor torotio.
If anyone has a an interpretation, please feel free to just come off mute and speak that. Let's take some time to wait on the Lord for an interpretation.
You are my redeemed, each one of you. I have redeemed you. I have taken you into the family of the Redeemer, my family, the name, the family of Jesus. You have been redeemed.
Have a sense of the Lord drawing near to us, pouring out grace on us, pouring out what we need in this season. If we're longing to come deeper in prayer, if we're longing to really hear his word, if we're longing to just know that touch of God, that sweetness of walking with Christ, if we're longing to be free from accusation, that the Lord comes near, he comes with gifts, he comes with peace, he comes with joy, he comes with abundance for us today.
I want to confirm that this is from Romans chapter 8, verse 15. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons by whom we cry, Abba, Father. Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided that we suffer with him in order that we may also be glorified with him. So just the sense that we're supposed to walk with Christ during this time, and through that we're adopted sons of the Father.
Amen.
I had a sense, I felt the Lord saying, look around you. You can see sign of new life all over the place, new trees in blooms, flowers coming out. Maybe there are some areas in your life that feel a bit dead at the moment, but I felt that God was promising us that there is going to be new life and new bloom there. So to be hopeful, because God is at work, and the new life that we see around us, there is going to be new life in us too.
The Lord was reminding me about Psalm 143. Let me hear in the morning of thy steadfast love, for in thee I put my trust. Teach me the way I should go, for to thee I lift up my soul. Deliver me, O Lord, from my enemies. I have fled to thee for refuge. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Let thy good spirit lead me on a level path. And I sense that the Lord saying that he wants to teach us as his father, as a father teaches his children. And he wants us to be open. He wants us to say to him, teach me to do thy will, Lord.
I felt with Bob's tongues that it might be from Isaiah 40, where the Lord says, you know, why do you complain and why do you think your way is hidden from me? I'm the everlasting God. I don't get tired and weary. No one can fathom or understand my reasoning. And I also felt when we were praying earlier that the Lord was saying to us, you're not imprisoned. You're not imprisoned in lockdown, and you're not imprisoned in your sin, because I've unlocked the door and you can go free. I'm the key and I've opened the door and you're free. You're not imprisoned in your sin.
Anna, do you want to share your sense as well? I think that's pretty much on the back of what Rebecca was saying as well.
So a couple of verses from Joel. Verse 13 says, put in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Go in, tread, for the winepress is full. And then jumping to verse 18. In that day, the mountains shall drip sweet wine. The hills shall flow with milk, and all the stream beds of Judah shall flow with water. A fountain shall come forth from the house of the Lord and water the Wadi Shittim. And I was just thinking also of, there's a song lyric that says, in the crushing, in the pressing, you are making new wine. In the soil, I now surrender, you are breaking new ground. And just a sense that wine press is full of grapes, an image of needing to press down, to get in there, in amongst the grapes, to really tread that down, so that sweet wine can then pour out. So yeah, just a sense about crushing and pressing out the sin that we might see in our lives, any distractions, any bad habits or bad thought processes that keep us from the Lord in the day-to-day, pressing that down so that the sweet new wine can then flow out, and that new life in Christ can come through.